I'm definitely not the most graceful girl out there. I tend to trip and lose balance more often than the average person. So basically, I can never juggle fire or do interpretive dances. But that's not the point that I'm trying to make here. I believe this whole path of clumsiness and loss of gracefulness began with the incident of 1998. It all started at my grandparents' house. The world was a new thing for my two-year-old self. I was ready to go take on the world at full force. But the thing is, I was unable to walk yet and complete a full sentence for that matter. I was working on it, though. My family had gotten me a walker with wheels to help me get in shape. To begin my walking adventures, and with talking, I knew how to ask for food, so I was okay there. So one day, I was left in my walker while my mom did some housework with my grandma, which they had a tendency to do a lot because they had major OCD. I was just hanging out in the walker, minding my own business, letting my eyes wander and explore the colors of the large living room. As my eyes scan the room, that's when I see it. It's my favorite thing in the world, that being my ladybug stuffed animal that had a rattle inside. Since my grandparents' house is three stories, it sat on the second step going upstairs, just in my reach. That's when I decided to try and walk to get the ladybug. I tried to get my feet to touch the ground in my locker. I know it may be hard to believe now, but I was really short back in my terrible twos. So my feet barely touched the ground. But as soon as I got them to, I was off to complete the mission of impossible. As the wheels turned and rolled along the carpet, I knew that I was on my way. This was the start of something new. I began to smile as my first and favorite toy got closer and closer to me. After about 5 minutes, I make it to the steps. My tiny hands reach out to grab the soft plush animal, and finally, the toy was in my possession. The overwhelming feeling of doing and completing the impossible fills me. I felt like I could do anything now, and that's exactly what I was going to do. That's when I got a new bright idea. All my toys are downstairs, so why don't I just go downstairs and play? Since the steps going downstairs were literally right beside each other, I had nothing to lose in the moment. As my feet tried to reach the first step going down, I quickly learned a very valuable lesson. Going downstairs is something in wheels is not how you get down the stairs elegantly or safely, for any matter. As the front wheels of the walker began to slide down, it started to tumble down the stairs. Luckily, the first platform wasn't too far away, so I didn't have too much of a fall. But I was still scared for my life. When the walker finally made the last loud crash on the floor, I hear my mother running down the stairs to save me from the damage. I was too stunned to make a sound until I got into her arms, and that's when it hit me. I can't go downstairs. I was okay, technically. Just after that, I became three times more clumsy and had the most ungraceful walk. I had the most ungraceful walk that anyone has ever seen. Another thing is, I don't know if anyone knows this, but they don't make baby walkers with wheels anymore. And the baby gates are a more popular idea now. And all of those theories go back to the incident of 1998.